A-B-Y.
W-A-B. K-E-8-N-Y-U from W-A-B. K-A-P-A-K-J-O, Mountain Train, State Way 1.
N-A-W-R-O. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tim. Did you make it to Zest, or did you cook your own eggs today?
No, I was good. I did cook my own. I've been going out too much, and I tend to eat. They always give me so much hash browns. That's the problem, and I don't feel like throwing away or leaving them, so I end up eating them, and that's just carbs.
What I usually do is I tell them, can I get a half order hash browns or a quarter order? I'll need a lot, you know. If they have potato pancakes, I'll do that instead. I just got done with my lunch and I'm heading down to Highland Park. But I had a petty melt. Shouldn't have got the fries, but I put vinegar on them. So I think I'll be safe.
Oh, that sounds good. That actually sounds good. Yeah, I'll have to break for lunch here. I'm trying to do Windling peer-to-peer because I got two, what do you call these things, digirigs now. So I'm trying to get one computer to talk to the other computer because we can never get our RF working right. So I just want to make sure we always have RF available and you can always get the T-shirt, you know, one way or the other. But something I haven't tried yet. So something new. NAWRO.
Sounds like fun. I gotta get my what is it, All-Star mode to work. So I'm gonna go see Wally tonight after work and see if he can help me out. I'm having a little bit of issues. KCKJO.
Yeah, we just had a QSO a few minutes ago with Sean and Wally, and he mentioned that, and so that'd be good to get you reliable connection to bare minimum 7.2 for the nets. That'd be good. Good way to do it once it gets configured properly there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, then I just got to get a, I mean, I got a battery pack if I want to take it, you know, if I want to travel with it. But I want it more or less for home so I can get on the fence on Thursdays, you know. Because when I'm on the road, I got my mobile, so I'm good there.
Didn't you mention that there might be an occasion you'd want to pop it in the van to see if the van's Wi-Fi could run it? I don't know exactly why you would need to do that, but it'd be interesting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got my 5G hotspot up here. So all I got to do is just program it in there, and I'll bring it in at the Wally's house tonight. And that way I have two different types of wireless, you know, my home wireless and my work wireless, or my van wireless.
So I'm not sure if you got the Dave's Monday email, but he did it by voice this time. So sort of like I call it a fireside chat. I kind of like that. So we're going to do mock Skywarn. I kind of like that. Let's see what that's about. We've never done that before. We always wanted to play radio at the meetings, and this might be one of the first times, except for that Winlink thing we did with Riley in the springtime. But we didn't even do RF then. That was just telling.
Yeah, I've done the telemed and I've done the RF. I'd like to check out that peer-to-peer and see how that works. I don't remember if I got into Mount Clemens or not in class or at the meeting last time, but I'm certainly going to try it again.
Somebody left a hat at the meeting on Saturday, and I just checked Riley off the list. He says, nope, it's not his, so it's only a handful of people it could possibly be. I'll check with Aaron next, I guess.
Mean from our last monthly meeting?
No, negative. The bigwig meeting on Saturday over at the EOC with all the ECs. So we're narrowing it down here. So it's gonna be we might deploy you to deliver it one of these days on your rounds. But we got to find out whose it is. So at this point, Sean's gonna have it secure it in his office. We'll figure out who it is and go from there.
Well, it would not be mine, because you know mine.
No, because, you weren't there, right? So this would then either Wayne County, Oakland County, St. Clair, we're ruling out. I assume it's not Mike's. No, it wouldn't be Mike's, because Mike saw the message on Discord, so. It's a mystery. Figure it out.
Yeah, I think I ate too much.
All right. Sean was talking about lunch. You already had your lunch. Now it's making me all hungry. We're talking about fries and hash browns and stuff, so I think I'm going to take off and go get me something. I think I do actually have a salad, albeit a Cobb salad, so not that healthy, but sort of healthy, waiting with my name on it in the fridge. So sounds good, Tom. We'll talk later. NAWRO. Have safe travels today.
Copy that. Go eat your salad. That's what I should have had, but I didn't, so I can't now. All right. I'll talk to you later. 73KCAKO.
KEAWUO. KEALAX.
KEAWUO. Go ahead, Dean.
I was just curious. Do you mind making me a...
Yeah, I could probably do something like that. Could you elaborate more on what you're after? I know you said name, call sign, and I think you said the date. But what are you trying to do with this list? Like keep just kind of increment for each time you have a photo of that member so you have like a photo count, or are you trying to index like this member has photo name this, photo name that, photo name this? What are you after?
So the idea is just to keep a basic log because I don't remember everybody by visual sight. So my idea was just knowing who came in first and their call sign so that I know when I go to sorry about that. I had to make a sketchy corner. But just knowing that person came in first, so that's my first group of photos. This person came in second, so that's going to be my second set. I don't need anything fancy. I just need a single page. Probably don't even need to save it to the computer. Time. It doesn't have to be date. Just name, call, and time. You know, maybe three rows of info on one page, and I'm solid.
NAWRO. Yeah, I can do that for you, Dean. Go ahead, Tim.
John, if it's something simple like that, I do the attendance, so I can do just a version of the attendance sheet, but it'll be on paper if that's okay, Dean.
I'll leave that up to John. since I kind of more or less gave him first dibs, if he wants to do it, great. If he doesn't, he can pass it on to you. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I don't personally know how to do it, nor is my printer working. So it would just be a great help just to have that one singular page.
John, why don't you go ahead and let me do that, because you got a lot on your plate, and that's a paper thing, and I'm into paper stuff.
Copy that. Yeah, I kind of agree. You know, the only caveat would be to make sure that you get there when Dean's there, you know, so that you can kind of keep track of who he's taking pictures of, what their name and call sign is, and that way he doesn't mix people up and, you know, maybe send a picture to Dave saying, this is John, KEAWUO. But it's actually Darren, KFAETQ, like, I assume is what he's after. It don't matter to me. You're not wrong about the stuff on my plate. But I am kind of in a holding pattern with everything just because I'm not really sure what to do anymore. but I don't know. I should probably reach out to Dave and touch base and kind of see where everything's at, but all right, yeah, that works for me. And if you want me to do it, it's no big problem. I can make like a little template sheet real quick, and then you can manually write on it. You know, whatever works. But I think that one's definitely up your territory, and more than capable of handling it. So whatever you want to do, I'll leave it up to you, Tim.
Yeah, I'm quick keying here on purpose. Sorry, guys. I will take care of that team. And then John, you would like a meeting today, right? If we have a chance to have a Discord meeting, are you looking for one?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I need to talk to Dave probably, and then we should probably touch base on the Skywarn log, because we kind of separated Skywarn from our log in case there was a time or event where, you know, we didn't want a dual purpose log. We wanted a log that was specific to each. So we kind of stopped using the Skywarn style log, and we're kind of in limbo too as far as, like, you know, ownership of logs and net control. And I don't want to, you know, have a repeat of the other day. So I don't want to just go ahead and make a Skywarn log. You know, I'm going to just kind of hang in there. And but that would be my only 2 cents. I don't really care if we have a meeting. It doesn't matter to me. But, you know, we might want a net log, but maybe not. I don't know.
Gee, why not? This is the guy I was about ready to call for. Go ahead, Dave. Can we have a meeting on Discord this afternoon?
Yeah, we could do that. That's probably a good idea. And then we can kind of go over some of the stuff that you guys have talked about. I've got a couple of ideas. You know, obviously, we need to think about maybe migrating stuff over to Microsoft here eventually. You know, kind of. I guess we need to go through our data points here and see what potentially needs to go over, and then if we need to just, or we just need to look at something and say, hey, this needs to be just redone, period. So
works for me. So we're talking 4:30 Discord command.
Yep, we can do that definitely. And John, I've got some projects here for you, so if you don't mind hopping on, that'd be good. And then Dean, hop on there as well.
Copy that. I will be there 4:30 on Discord. See you guys.
I copied 4:30 on Discord, but I heard Dave say my name, and I did not catch the end of that transmission.
I'm just saying that
third time will be the charm, Dave. Try it one more time.
I was saying reach out to Dean there and just saying that, yeah, he can hop on there as well and, you know, make sure everybody's there. I'll reach out to Mike and make sure he's as well, and then we can discuss this further, or if Mike doesn't need to be there, then I won't bother him, but...
You copy that direct, Dean, just drop on if you can, 4:30 Discord command, and I'll email you that form you're calling for, but I will bring a couple of hard copies, and I do get there early, so I'll be there around 6 as well. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm super, super, super busy at the moment. I was just curious. I'm waiting on, hopefully Amazon gets this to me, promptly. The hand mic that I originally ordered isn't going to work the way we wanted, but I believe John said he found some like universal hand mic adapters. Did you end up ordering those, John? KELX.
I can order them right now. Do that.
Say one more time.
K-E-8-W-U-O. I'm not sure if you heard my last, but I did not order them yet. But I can order them and probably get them before the meeting. So I'll do that.
Copy that. Yeah, sorry. For some reason, I'm in a rough receive zone, so now I'm holding the radio out of the sunroof. So copy that. Just let me know a cost, and I will... I'll absorb that one, no issues. That one worked for the big mic twos, and it also had an adapter for the small ones, and it looks like the small one that I should have here before the meeting will fit right into that. So that should be a good option. And I think they were fairly cheap when you showed them to me. So just let me know your cost at the end of it, and I'll absorb that one, no issues.
Copy that. Yeah, no worries. They're, I'll just keep it with the mic tubes. You know, you shouldn't have to pay for that, because I think you're essentially just using the mic twos for a long duration for now, and so we'll just let you use these too.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll either way, it doesn't matter to me. At this rate, I'll probably end up buying a set of mic twos just because they are really nice. I to be honest with you, even having the mic twos, I don't know what the point in having the mic threes are, minus a couple better specs, but not enough to really make that kind of a difference.
Yeah, they're for sure. I like it. I wish I had gotten more use out of it. So I am glad.
Yeah, 100%. So all right, we'll do that. Like I said, I've got just an El Cheapo Mini that we can clip into that. They're probably pretty similar to the ones that Dave had. I don't know exactly which model those are, but that should work as the mic that we pass around. And then I'm working on some standby screens into the stream. That's all minor stuff. AI helps me out a lot with some of that stuff. So, other than that, 4:30 Discord meeting. I will be there, and we'll go from there.
And just so that you guys know too, for you guys, I'm usually 4:30 available. So if you need me, 4:30 is designated for you guys. So whether we have a meeting set or we don't. I'm usually around just 4:30 anyway, so it's on my calendar for you guys, so feel free to reach out to me anytime. And even throughout the day, I'm usually monitoring on the Tuesday, or Monday, Wednesday deal. It's the rest of the week that's the question mark.
Appreciate it. I think we have most everything together. My daughter is not really doing anything as a helper, so I might ask over the Discord if someone wants to be after her. I'm pretty stupid.
And, too, if you're too busy, obviously just let me know. I can work around your schedule, too. I know you guys got a lot going on. I don't feel like, you have to meet me at 4:30. And just shoot me a text so I know in advance. I'm here for you guys. And you ever have a question about something, or you just need help with, or some type of direction with something, just let me know. Katie, why don't you?
All right, guys, sounds good. I'm going to clear NAWRO. I will be at that meeting. NAWRO, clear.
All right, well, you guys have a good day, and we'll talk again in a couple hours. This is KEAWUO.
Katie, why don't you monitor?
Sounds good, guys. 7.3s. I'll be monitoring 7.2, FBI, and State 1 if I'm needed. This is KEAX, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, I see.
What on earth was that, Jack? KJL.
Tom, I don't know you were on there. Let me ask you a question. Where is this digital repeater at?
I think I'm on the Novi one.
The repeater, is it Novi?
Actually, mine says Detroit. I think that's what mine says. I have a roam feature, so it just picks up whatever one is available with the strongest signal.
Guy, how you doing today?
Oh, working the street to pay the bills. You know how that goes.
What you saying? All right, Tom, take care. We'll talk again. I just want to know what that receiver is. KFADIC.
Where are you at, Jack? Are you at your house? And that would probably be Detroit or Mount Clemens that you're probably hitting into. KCAK jail.
At a home base station in Rochester.
Okay, then you're probably going to be, I don't think there's one in Pontiac. So, is that going to be Mount Clemens, Detroit, or Novi, one of the three, but I'm pretty confident to say you're probably hitting Mount Clemens.
So there's a three of them around, correct?
Those are your three closest. There's Mount Clemens, Detroit, and Novi. And if you're on a mobile, or if you're on a base, you're going to be hitting one of those three. What are you putting out, 25?
On the 50-watt radio, was on medium. So that'll be 21.
Or Mount Clemens, you're probably right in between the hits.
Thank you. Take care. Have a good day. KFADIC.
7-3, Jack, KJK Joe.
Over there? KFADIC.
KFADIC, WATV.
KJK Joe. KJK Joe monitoring. Stay wide one.
KJK Joe.
Is that you all? You broke up a little bit there. I know you're on HT.
Yeah, go to FBI.
Yeah, you be one.
Here's your kid, you're monitoring statewide one.
Yeah, well, I was looking for your analog. But you can get me home soon.
Yeah, I had an old co-worker give me a call. He's been retired for a couple of years, and he was asking if we're having a Christmas party this year. When I heard Wally over on P25.
Yep. Here you go this morning.
No, I left a little bit later today. I got up at 7. Usually I'm up at 6, but I got up at 7. And muddled my way and went to work. Started with one room that I was going to, an installation I was going to help with. Ended up with 6. And I just left my last one. Where are you at? You almost home, you said?
Hey, maybe why is this better?